All right, it's Star 99.9, another podcast episode with Kevin Begley. And if you listen to Star at all, you know how passionate I am about my pizza. I love pizza. I'm the self-proclaimed pizza king of Milford. I love cooking pizza. I love it. I have a pizza oven, and my wife a couple years ago got me a Father's Day gift for Frank from New Haven Pizza School, who owns the place, to come teach me how to make pizza at our house. And it was amazing. And now we've done a whole bunch of stuff with Frank, and he's our guest today on the podcast. Hey, Frank.
Kevin, how are you? I just want to tell you that you were one of my first and best pizza makers that I've had so far.
Nice. Perfect. I'm getting there. I'm trying to perfect it. Like you said, it takes a little time to get it right, but I'm getting there.
Well, you have a ton of passion, and that's really the most important thing. You know, when you love something, you do something really well, and it just comes out.
Yeah. And as people who listen to the station know or live here in Connecticut, you know, New Haven has some of the best pizza in the world, and you're super, you know, you grew up here. So give us a little brief history about yourself and how you started New Haven Pizza School.
Sure. So I really started making pizza when I was like 12 years old. I used to make pizza free, actually, at my church carnival. And this little Italian lady, Mrs. Slivey, she talk like this. She told us, me and a couple of buddies of mine, how to make the dough, the sauce, the cheese. So we'd come in the morning, and then we had this big mixer, and we'd mix the dough, and then we'd boil it. And bottom line is, that's kind of like the first introduction to pizza that I had. And obviously, it was fried dough pizza, not baked pizza. But, you know, that was the first time that I ever really got into making pizza. And that lasted until I started getting into girls, and then that pizza fried dough pizza career came to an end.
Right. And then from there, you were sort of an entrepreneur, right? You started a couple of businesses yourself.
Yes. 93, I started my first business that I still have called Technology Revealed. We're Apple support company. I kind of stepped away from that a couple of years ago. My wife runs it. I owned a cabling infrastructure business as well. And I also owned, which is pizza related, 2012 to 2015, business called Fired Up Pizza Truck.
Oh, nice.
So we were a mobile pizza business, wood-fired, 100% New Haven-style pizza. We brought the music. Our slogan was, we bring the party to you, not just the pizza.
Nice. That's a good slogan.
So, and that was a huge success. The problem is I had too many things going on, and my wife basically gave me a very nice ultimatum that was like, either one of these three businesses go or I go. So I decided to probably do the better thing and let that go. So
now this whole time, you've probably always made pizza at home, right? You're just constantly. So when you have family gatherings or you have friends over, you're just always making pizzas over the years.
Yeah. My wife has a funny story. She was asking me for a while to help her make dinner because we had young kids at the time. And she said, I asked you to make dinner. You figured out how to make pizza, and now you have a pizza business. So she's like, all I wanted you to do was make pizza, not start another business. But to answer your question, I actually started making pizza really with pizza on the grill. Hmm. A buddy of mine showed me how to actually make pizza on a grill, no plate, literally right on the actual the grill itself. And my kids loved it. And that really was the start of like my pizza making career for New Haven Pizza.
Yeah.
And that was probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just went from there.
And I think I have one of those, you know, uni ovens that have become really popular. There's there are a lot of other brands of different pizza ovens. I feel like it's even picking up more than ever right now.
Oh yeah.
And I think even in 2020, when everyone was staying home, everyone started to make pizzas at home. I think that really kicked it off. But what a lot of people don't realize is that you can make pizza just in your regular oven, right? Just right at home.
100%. You know, there's a new technology called steel plates, and they're not anything really fancy, but they come in different thicknesses, 1/4 inch, 3/8, 1/2 inch. Hmm. But I can make close to a restaurant quality pizza with the char, the crispiness, the crunchiness, the browning of the mozzarella, typical New Haven stuff, literally in my 15-year-old GE profile oven.
Yeah.
What a lot of people don't get is that you got to have the steel plates. A lot of people still have the old pizza stones, those like light brown things.
Right, right. Those were popular for a while, yeah.
100%. And they still work. But the trick to making pizza at home is you got to use the broiler the last couple of minutes.
Yep.
So pizza steel, broiler, and you got yourself a restaurant quality pizza.
Now, with New Haven Pizza School, you have the recipes for the dough, the sauce, how to make the pizza, and you do a lot of different things with the New Haven Pizza School. So tell us a little bit about that. So you have everything from, you know, sort of team building type things to coming to people's houses, right?
Absolutely. You know, when I first started this idea about 4 or 5 months ago, my wife also calls me the mad scientist. I literally came up with this idea, you know, one night while sitting on my chair. My wife calls it the Archie Bunker chair. But I created a Facebook page called New Haven Pizza School, and that was kind of the birth of it. But to answer your question, I started out really doing one-on-ones, a lot of, which means I would go to your house, and I, you know, a lot of people, they have wood-fired ovens. They spend $5,000, $10,000 on a beautiful oven, and they don't know how to use it. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's true. And a lot of unis, like you said, or a lot of uni knockoffs. So I've done a lot of training with people with new ovens. So I can teach people how to make pizza on the grill, literally, which is no cost if you obviously have a grill. The steel plates are about $100 to get those, but I bring steel plates with me to all my customers that do that. I can do it in a wood-fired oven, so anything. But the types of classes have been changing. Like, we just did Lunch and Learn for you. And quite honestly, I never thought of that idea. So I'm going to start offering that as well. But the thing that's really building up for me are team-building events. So a lot of customers just want to have their employees, you know, disconnect from whatever they're doing and have a fun time. And generally speaking, the class is 3 hours.
Yeah.
So it's an hour and a half of me running my mouth about dough, sauce, cheese, assembly, launch, all that kind of good stuff. But the fun part is when people start making their own pizza.
Yeah.
Like, it just, the atmosphere just turns into, is an excitement.
And you see their face light up when 100%. when they make it, when they try it, especially when it's done.
Well, that's the best thing. Like, when I see someone taking their own pizza out of the oven on a pizza peel and cutting it and eating it in something that they made with their own hands, it's, you know, obviously the money's great, but the satisfaction that I get personally is seeing people happy.
Yeah.
And we all need a little bit more happiness in our lives, especially the last several years.
Definitely. And I love the team building aspect, because I feel like a lot of these, you know, we did a, like you said, we did a Lunch and Learn today with a bunch of our employees here at the radio stations today. And like our GM Kristen was saying, that a lot of these businesses, offices, they're trying to get their employees to have fun at work and sort of, you know, after everything that's happened, try to, you know, grow the team a little bit and, you know, add a little levity to the workday. And this is a great way to do it, and a delicious way to do it.
Yeah, it's really been, you know, I've gotten incredible feedback. It's just fun. And the thing that people tell me over and over and over again is that it's different.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of different things you can do, but this is something that, you know, and I guess I pat myself on the back of kind of coming up with the idea, but it's just something that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So it's fun. It's different. It gets people together. It gets people laughing. And we have, obviously, I joke around with people, so I'm not particularly a boring person. And what people have said is that they've taken a lot of other cooking classes, and they've either been really fun or really good food, but never both.
Yeah.
And the feedback that I get is that my class is both. It's a lot of fun, and it's a lot of good food.
And pizza, and it's what I love about pizza. I feel like everyone sort of loves it, because you can make any style of pizza that people like with the ingredients, and it brings people together, like you said, and also it's simple. So, like, you know, like you said, some of these cooking classes get really complicated, and people get stressed out about, are they going to do it right? How can they replicate it at home? But with pizza, it's pretty simple to do.
It is. And one of the things that I pride myself on the class is that everything that I show you in class, first of all, I don't leave anything out. And second of all, everything, every ingredient that we use in class, you can buy your local supermarket.
Yeah.
So it's not like if you're in California or Texas or Connecticut or wherever you are, you know, get deli sliced mozzarella. You obviously have tap water, yeast, bread flour, King Arthur. There's nothing special. And you hit the nail on the head, is that it's so simple that people sometimes don't believe me. But again, when they bite into that pizza, it's a non-issue.
It's so great. And if you wanted to set something, if somebody listening to this podcast wanted to set something up, you're on Facebook, you're on YouTube, just search New Haven Pizza School. It comes right up. For people to find. And the other thing that you do that I love are the pizza reviews on YouTube. So I've sort of gone down the rabbit hole and watched a bunch of those. And, you know, obviously we have the big Peppies and Sally's and Modern, but you sort of dive into the deep parts of Connecticut and these sort of hidden gem type pizza places, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the reasons why I started the Pizza Gavones is because I wanted to help pizzerias, especially when the pandemic started in 2020. I wanted to drive people to these places because honestly, a lot of them were hurting.
Yeah.
And so my whole idea is that, as you said, I want to show people the hidden gems of Connecticut pizza, because pizza in Connecticut has changed drastically. You know, probably 10, 15, 20 years ago, you had Sally's, Peppy's, Modern, and they're fantastic and they're stalwarts and they're always going to be great. But there's, but the game has changed in Connecticut, and there's a lot of people that are in the big leagues with the same trinity, the same three. And my goal is just to expose those out there, you know, like Ernie's on Whaley Avenue, New Haven, Frisco's next door. I mean, I can go down the list of Foucault and Cheshire. And, you know, these places are just on the same level as the big dogs.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
And the reviews are great because you talk to the owners, you talk to the people who go there and eat the pizza, you review the pizza. Like, there's a lot of different elements to the video. It's great.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I go over the pizza place personality. That's kind of what I cover. Yeah. And, you know, I've gotten kind of some flack for this, but when I first started out, I was doing a numbering or grading system, but I stopped doing that.
Yeah.
Because really what I'm trying to do is my goal is to be like Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives of pizza.
Yeah.
And pizza is very subjective. We've talked about this a lot. But I have high-quality videos and pictures. And so I let the people who watch my reviews make their own judgment. And I do try a bunch of different pizzas, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's a lot of fun talking to their customers, because there's a lot of big raving fans out there.
And a lot of the things I love about pizza places, restaurants in general, but really pizza places that I love, is the atmosphere, the history behind the place, the owners, how it's, if a lot of them are family run. So, you know, that all adds to the pizza could be good. You know, we know, like New Haven pizza, you can get good pizza a lot of places, but it's really that story behind it, the atmosphere of the place, that really takes it to another level, you know, and that's what your reviews show, which is great.
Yeah, 100%. You know, and that's one of the fun things about doing it. There's a place called Sasso's Coal Fire up in Torrington. Now, you wouldn't think Torrington, Connecticut, and I have nothing against Torrington, Connecticut.
Right.
But it's certainly not in and around New Haven. You know, it's a real cool place. It's downtown Torrington, right next to the Warner Theater. But you walk in there, and it's like this old rustic building, and there's this galvanized metal. I mean, they really did a great job in making this a real fun place.
Yeah.
And the pizza is coal fired and it's out of this world. And a lot of people don't know about it. So I'm trying to get people, you know, to know about it.
I love it. So thanks so much for talking to us today,
Kevin,
Frank.
Thank you.
And if you want to book a class, you know, to just watch Frank's reviews, search New Haven Pizza School on Facebook and YouTube. You can find it all there. And real quick before we go, it's called A Beats, right?
That's
A Beats.
Yeah. Not a pizza. A Beats.
A Beats. All right, Frank. Thanks so much. And I'm going to go cook. I'm going to go perfect my pizzas at home.
Well, I'll be the judge of that, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you.